Thank you all very much for being here this morning. This lesson title did not come from Brother Bob. Okay? At least a couple parts of it. You know, I for some reason when I was thinking about a lesson for this morning, I was looking for a passage that said peace and love and joy. And the only passage that has all three of those, there's two passages actually. One is in Galatians, where our lesson text comes from this morning. And the other is in Zechariah. And so I chose the New Testament passage to focus our lesson on this morning. And the lesson title comes from a movie, 1966-1967 era, with Clint Eastwood. The other two actors, Clint Eastwood was the good, and the other two guys, the bad and the ugly, well, they didn't have quite the success that Mr. Eastwood had. But it was a spaghetti western, as they call them. And it has nothing to do with our passage other than the title this morning. Because you will see in our lesson text and the passages we'll study this morning, there are the good, there is the bad, and there is the ugly. And in Galatians chapter 5, let's look at some of the things. And I'll ask you, as we look at these highlighted passages and portions of these passages, try to say that five times in a row, portions of passages that are highlighted, ask yourself, is this the good, is this the bad, or is this the ugly? And for us as children walking in the light and being children of light, we want to be walking in the good. And we want to stay away from those things that are bad and those things that are ugly. So if we're called to liberty, that would be something that would be the good. If we're supposed to, through love, serve one another, that would be the good. You shall love your neighbor as yourself, that would be the good. But if you bite and devour one another, that's the bad. And be consumed by one another, that's the ugly. Walking in the Spirit is the good, the lust of the flesh can be the bad or the ugly. So that you do not do the things that you wish. Yeah, that's bad. But to be led by the Spirit is good. Folks, how easy is it to love your neighbors yourself? Last week I talked a little bit about neighbors and, you know, the things that you get along and things you don't get along with. And I've mentioned before multiple times, I think I got fabulous neighbors. I don't know, they may hate my guts and think I'm ornery. I don't know. I really don't. Because they hear me once in a while, I'm sure. I have an outside voice, as you know. Sometimes I use it outside. Lucas this week said, "Dad, stop hollering at me." I said, "No, I'm not hollering. I'm just making a point. Here's my hollering." And I let him have a little bit, just joking. But I'm sure the neighbors have heard that at times. But maybe they've heard me listening and praising God. Maybe they've seen me go to church every first day of the week. Maybe they know that I love them because I care about them. And folks, you know, you live next to somebody for 20 years and sometimes it's still tough to talk to them about Jesus. Or maybe they don't want to hear about it. But that doesn't mean that we can't continue to love them and be kind to them and forgive them. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. Neighbor lives right across the street from me. He used to drive semis. He used to deliver and work for Sunbelt. I have to remember because it was Nation's Rent, and then it was something else, and then it was Sunbelt. Somebody else bought him out. But anyway, He now does something else. He's in real estate and he works for Caterpillar. But when he drove that semi, you know, I was pretty proud of my front yard. Come on, I get it out. At least I'm getting it out. But it was nice. And you know what? It's just tough for him to get that semi in and out without running through my front yard. A couple of times he did it when it was wet, you know, and it made ruts in the front yard about like that. Not super long, you know, right from here to there, but it's not. I went out with a sledgehammer, started tamping him back down in, you know, and he came out, saw me doing that, talked to me, and you know, first time he did it, I was pretty miffed. I really was, you know. I'm out there camping with the sledgehammer, working out some of my frustration. And he come out, hey man, I'm sorry about doing that. Okay. So this is how you fix it. I didn't know that. Well, that's what I do, you know. Tamp it back around and it blends back in. Didn't have to add dirt or nothing, you know. And he drove semi for a couple years at least, and he ran over my yard multiple times. And I finally got over it. Thanks be to Jesus and him guiding my heart that loving my neighbor is more important than a little rut in the front yard. Now, if he'd run in the front yard with his four-wheel drive and rutted the yard up because he's out drinking with his buddies, then we'd probably have a little bit different conversation. But I got rid of my 24-foot trailer and they got one that's a little bit longer. It's 53-foot. You know what? I cannot back it into my drive without running in his yard. And he's so kind to let me do that. I mean, I just can't. I've tried all kinds of ways, and I got to run in his front yard to back my trailer. I can pull it in and back it out, but if I want to back it in, I just can't. I've got to go out around and go in his front yard, and he's just like, you know. But folks, that's just an example where with what measure you meet will be measured back to you. God's word coming to fruition. And loving your neighbor as yourself and doing the good. If I'd went over and knocked on his front door and said, take care of these ruts in my yard, don't ever do that again. Do you think that when I run over his yard the first time, put ruts in his yard, I've been able to say, hey man. And I told him this year, I said, man, I just feel so bad about that. What can I do? I can't get around it. I don't want to change my trailer or anything like that. So what do I do? He said, you don't owe me nothing. You don't owe me nothing. Folks, did you wake up any day last week and think to yourself, I'm going to serve somebody through love this morning? Or this week or today? I try to, have some kind of reminder each first day of the week for something else to grasp. And just think about that as you start your days this week, a new week. How through love can you serve one another? Who am I going to serve through love today? Who am I going to show love to today? Who do I need to show love through today? Could be your spouse. Could be your children, your grandchildren. Could be a stranger. Could be a coworker. Could be a fellow student. Folks, everybody needs to have that love shown to them in a service on a daily basis. And continuing Galatians, now the works of the flesh are evident. Let's get back to thinking about the good and the bad and the ugly. Works of the flesh are bad, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like. You think about that? That's the bad. The ugly is, will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's ugly. That's ugly to spend eternity in hell. But you know what? And the like. Let's talk about and the like. So for Bob and I, when we look at this, you know, we're kind of meticulous, and we go by the word exactly what it says, right, Brother Bob? I don't have a problem with adultery and fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Go on down through. You know what? I ain't have a problem with none of them at all. And the like, though. What's that? Just so you don't get so detailed and so much like a Pharisee, and the like. Anything that would be considered works of the flesh that's not listed specifically. And the like. Sinful. Anything that's sinful that's not specifically mentioned there is the bad. Works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. Well, you know what, and the like? Guess what? Back then, they didn't have Twitter. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have magazines. They didn't have all the stuff that has filth and hatred. They didn't have TV and the like. Folks, we need to cling to the good and stay away from the bad, so we don't end up in the ugly. We'll not inherit the kingdom of God. And continue in Galatians, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And yes, Bob, for you and I, self-control. Self-control. Crucified the flesh, living in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, as mentioned in the passage in Ephesians that we studied this morning in Bible class. Let us not become... So those are what? Good, right? Those are all good things. But the bad things. Is this bad or is this ugly? You guys tell me. You can classify it however you want. I'll show you how I did in a synopsis of our lesson this morning. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. I'm getting old, but I think this is ugly. I think I put this under the ugly. Is that ugly to provoke one another? Is it ugly to be conceited? Is it ugly to envy one another? So let's just look at the good. We are called to liberty. We are through love to serve one another. We are to love your neighbor as yourself. We are to walk in the Spirit. We are to be led by the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. To be crucified and crucify the flesh, have control of it, to kill the things that are bad and ugly in our lives. To live in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. These are the good things, folks, that we need to focus on in our lives, and we need to remind ourselves of daily, to walk in the Spirit, to be led by the Spirit, love your neighbors, yourself, through love to serve one another. Called to liberty. You know, obviously next week's 4th of July, but folks, we're called in freedom to do fun things and great things and good things that are mentioned here. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Here's the stuff that we want to stay away from that leads to ugly. That leads to ugly. Bite and devour one another. Sometimes I don't like reading James. Because it's so convicting. It is a wealth of insight on how to work on self-control. Say things you ought not to say. Bite and devour one another. Tit for tat. Folks, Satan tempts us with this. You'd be walking in the Spirit, and you can be following Jesus for 30 years, and he's going to tempt us to say something mean, spiteful, hateful. And that's biting and devouring one another. That guy's wife does this. That guy, that lady's husband does this. Did you hear this? Did you hear what happened? Did you hear what they said? One of the best things we can do, folks, following Jesus, is not repeat something we hear that causes people to bite and devour one another. That's some self-control right there. It's tough. It's tough not to share something. I ought to work on it. I'm sharing with you some struggles that I have. I hear something at work. Ooh, somebody else wants to know about that besides me. But folks, following Jesus, I ought not say that. Especially if it might lead to bite and devour. Because you know what? I've been on the end of this. I've been on the other end of this. Who said that? It's hurtful. It's mean. Old tough-skinned Don. I'm a crybaby. I'm not a crybaby, but it hurts. It hurts. To have people bite and devour you or say something in the air. Maybe they didn't even mean it on purpose. Maybe they heard it third and fourth hand information. Folks, let's stay away from the bad when it comes to this issue. Lust of the flesh, folks. Satan tempts us all with it, different ways. But it's bad. It's bad. Being able to turn away the way people dress today, what you see on TV, what people text you, share with you. Folks, be able to say, get behind me, Satan. It happens to all of us. We've got to be honest with one another. We need to say no to Satan. Because he's going to tempt us with that. He's going to tempt us with that. There's people here today that aren't part of God's kingdom because they've followed after lust of the flesh. Homes are destroyed. Lust of the flesh is how adultery starts, folks. You do not do the things that you wish. I wish not to say a mean thing for the rest of my life. But you know what? I'm not going to stop trying. I'm not going to use it for an excuse. We should not use it for an excuse not to keep trying to give up on something. Whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, whether it's a habit, you know, that the world considers terrible and evil, you know, eating red meat, smoking, drinking, doing drugs, addicted to electronic device, whatever it is, folks. You do not do the things that you wish. We talked about it this morning in Bible class. We've got to plan our days and our activities in our lives to include God. Have you planned to open your Bible each day of the week? Have you planned to pray? Have you planned to sing a song? There's a thousand and some songs in our songbooks, and that's just one songbook. There's 2,000 to 3,000 songs that are written that we've sung throughout our lifetime following Jesus. And there's new ones being written every day. Have you planned to praise God and glorify Him in some manner and encourage and help your spiritual life? If you don't wish to do good things, you're not even going to not do those things. But the bad. The works of the flesh, it just covers everything. There is no escape, folks. They're bad. They're bad, they're evil. And they lead to the ugly, which is eternally in hell. Eternity in hell. And folks, we as, you know what? This letter in Galatians was written by Paul to the church in Galatia. And guess what? They're Christians. They're Christians struggling with these things. This isn't the world. This isn't the world. These are Christians struggling with these things, folks. We and our families and we struggle with them. Let's be honest with one another. But they're bad. And we don't want to continue in them. And we want to stay away from the things that continue and encourage us and tempt us to do those things. But you got to believe they're wrong. If you think one of these is okay, it's okay to hate somebody for some reason. If you believe it's okay to be jealous or have outbursts of wrath or have a little selfish ambition, just a little bit of envy. Or I wish that person was dead. Or I hate you. It's bad. Sinful attitudes and behaviors, folks. We got to believe that they're bad for us. For years and years, everybody thought butter was bad for us, and we all ate imitation oil, margarine. Some of you still might. Because you believed it was bad. There's a bunch of us that stay away from salt because we believe it's bad. Now, some of us, it might be toxic. But in the same manner in which we look at our diets and the things we eat and we have to stay away from because they're bad and we know what they do to us, we need to recognize sin is the same way. If we plan our diet to stay away from salt and stay away from fat and stay away from sugar, we should plan our lives to stay away from sorcery and stay away from fornication and stay away from selfish ambitions and envy and murders and drunkenness and the like. Let's be diligent. God's created us, wonderfully made, to make these decisions, to stay away from the bad and the ugly. If you don't stay away from the bad, the ugly happens. To be consumed by one another. What a tragedy, folks. What a tragedy. There's a few times in my life I've went off on somebody and been very mean and hateful. What a tragedy. I wish I hadn't have done that. To be consumed by one another. What a tragedy. And I hear people make excuses for it in my life, at work. It's okay. That person just doesn't know what he's doing. Or this person, this, that. Consuming somebody else. Hateful. Demeaning. Folks, let's make sure us as children of God don't do that. We still got to live in this world. But let's not join in the rhetoric and the bad stuff about biting and devouring one another until you're consumed by one another. Will not inherit the kingdom of God. Folks, going to hell is not fun. I know there's rock and roll songs written about it. Bad out of hell, highway to hell. Hell's not a bad place to be. It's a terrible place, folks. And it ain't just for a little bit. It's not like being in a hospital and going through surgery. It's not like a struggle with cancer. It's not like the tragedy of being divorced and your heart ripped in two. Hell is eternity. It's all those things added together forever. It's ugly. And Jesus pleads with us not to follow down that path of the bad and ugly. He pleads with us through His holy word. To be conceited and provoking one another and envying one another. Folks, we cannot encourage one another without being humbled. We cannot love one another by envying one another. All the things, the love and the peace and the joy that brought me to look at this passage of Scripture this morning. Can you love someone if you're conceited and thinking of yourself? Can you be at peace if you're provoking someone else? Can you be at joy in your heart if you're envying somebody else? It's ugly. These things are ugly. And only through God's word we recognize these things in our lives, the bad and the ugly, the good, the bad and the ugly. I didn't want to close out with the ugly, so I brought back the good to close the lesson this morning. We don't want to forget about the bad and the ugly, but we want to be able to stay away from them. Let's do this, folks. Let's close the lesson this morning with the good. Call to liberty. We'll make it through. I may have to repeat myself 3 or 4 times before I spit it out, right? And I don't have no piercings or nothing, you know, and I still struggle with thought like that. Through love, serve one another. Love your neighbors, yourself. Walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Crucify the flesh. Say, Satan, get behind me. You'll be living in the Spirit and you'll be walking in the Spirit. If you've not been baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, you are not walking in the Spirit because you don't have a Spirit and a seal of the Holy Spirit in your life. We offer that opportunity this morning to become a child of God, or if you have any need of prayers for the congregation, we offer that invitation as we stand and sing the selected song this morning. Brother Bob.